Admitted.
Whoa, partner, whoa, stop tuning. You found us on 88.9 KETR, the place for homegrown Texas entertainment and the Grin and Bear It show, where we grin and, well, you bear it. Tonight, the Grin and Bear It show somewhat proudly presents to you the first episode of Dysfunction Junction, a radio sitcom about Earlene Plunkett, her husband Marcel, and Norville, their dim-witted 40-year-old son who never left home. But first, a song entitled Big Caddy by Mike Harmon.
On the road in a big Cadillac, windows down and I ain't looking back. I like the wind blowing through my hair. Got no thoughts, I ain't got no care. Wandering free with no place to go.
Thanks, Mike. Now sit back, relax, and stay tuned for the premiere of Dysfunction Junction. It just might make you feel better about your own life.
Dysfunction Junction, 9643 Sycamore Trail. Dysfunction Junction, Mama, Norville, and Marcel. We put the fun in dysfunction at Dysfunction Junction.
In the world is knocking on my door this time of morning. Well, Marcel, what on God's green earth are you doing out here knocking on the door?
Don't you worry about that, Earlene.
Don't worry about it, my foot. You done went to get the morning paper and knocked yourself out again, ain't you?
I told you not to worry about it, and I had to wake Norville up, too.
Good Lord, that boy is 40 years old. Why does he need somebody to wake him up?
Well, you know, he's been spending a lot of late nights trying to get the band back together and all.
All I know is he should have a place of his own by now and not living in a garage apartment at his parents' house.
Though you have to admit, with all that practice, he sure is getting better on the guitar.
Well, yeah, but do you know what the difference is between a guitar player and a savings bond?
What's that?
Eventually, a savings bond will mature and earn money.
Well, anyway, he's going to be coming over here in a little while to get the place set up for his card game tonight.
Oh, Lord. Don't tell me he's gonna be bringing them card shark hoodlum friends of his into my house.
Now, Arlene, you know that little apartment's not big enough to house a card game.
Well, I don't like it, I tell you. I just don't like it.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning, Norville. What have you got planned today?
Well, Booger and Tater and Danielle, they're all coming over for our weekly card game.
Booger and Tater? Norville, are these the same characters that take your money every week?
Mama, they want it fair and square.
You ought to let me play with y'all and try to win some of your money back.
No way. A guy can't have his mother sitting in on a card game. I'd be the laughing stock of the town. Besides, you being a dealer in Vegas all them years, why, it wouldn't be right for you to be sitting in on our card game.
Earlene Plunkett, you leave that boy alone. You ain't got no business sitting in on his card game tonight.
Marcel, don't talk to me like that. You should be treating me like an angel, not trying to break my wings.
What do you need wings for anyway when you can just fly around on your broom?
You gotta let me play, Norville. I can win your money back.
Mama!
You have just enjoyed part one of Dysfunction Junction. Hang in there now. You know you're curious to find out if Mama cons her way into the card game. But first, a song.
Brenda is a movie star covered on a magazine. Robert owns a business out in Abilene. Kenny is a guitar player for a big named band. And Bobby is a farmer of the land. Stan's going back to school when he feels that he can go. Don is a banker giving loans. Janet is a nurse, you see, soon as she has time. Together we're assembly line dreamer down at the factory. 8 hours dreaming while I could dream. Assembly line dreamers wanting to move ahead, but we just keep on working here. Donna likes to travel around and see the countryside. Tommy is a lawyer filled with pride. Billy is the best supervisor that you'll ever find. And I'm still a legend. Together we're assembly line dreamers.
That was the talented Brad Bergen singing Assembly Line Dreamers. Now we return you to the edge of your seat for part two of Dysfunction Junction.
Hurry up, Mama. They'll be here any minute. And remember, you're not playing.
It would just make me plumb happy if you'd let me play, Norville. Couldn't you just think about it once again?
I don't believe that for 1 minute, because we all know there ain't nothing ever made you happy, Earlene.
What would you know about happiness anyway, Marcel?
Well, I can honestly say I never knew what happiness was until I got married. Then it was too late.
Somebody's here, Mama.
Hello.
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 Hello. How you doing today, Mother Plunkett?
Good Lord, why are you yelling in my ear? Just because I'm old don't mean I'm deaf. And you must be Danielle.
Howdy, Miss Plunkett.
Mama, Danielle here? Why, she can sing the blues better than anybody I know.
My favorite song is In My Soul by Kathy Harmon.
In my soul, I pray for thee, the coming Lord, my destiny.
Sinatra girl myself.
Frank Sinatra? Oh, I don't watch sports.
Well, I guess you don't watch a lot of educational shows either.
How are you doing today, Mrs. Plunkett?
I'm doing well, booger.
I got me one of them there snake farms, and they're poison too. Yeah, I lost my mama to one of them dang old snakes last year. She was out there feeding them, and pow! Got her right in the gizzard.
Good night, nurse. Norville, come in the kitchen with me a minute.
Ow! 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 Mama, what are you doing? Let go of my ear.
Norville, are these the kind of characters you hang out with?
I'm 40 years old, Mama. I can hang out with who I want to. You just all riled up and mad because I won't let you play cards tonight.
Mad nothing. Oh, well, you're right, Norville. I'm so sorry. Why don't you just come on back in here and sit down at the dining room table with your friends? While you guys get started, why don't I just go back into the kitchen and make y'all some sandwiches for your game?
That'd be just great, Mother Plunkett.
Okay, guys. The game is 5-card draw and nothing wild.
Did Norval win after all? Did he keep Mama out of the card game? Bet you're wondering. So come on back after this song.
How many people have really, really tried to live out the dream they truly feel inside? Sometimes it's easier to take the other side. Oh, but how many people have really tried? How many people have been so all alone? It's hard to be different and go the ways I've gone. I've lost a lot of dreams and I've lost a lot of pride, but at least I can say I've really tried. I am a dreamer, a thinker, a believer. Long way I've been denied, but I'm not a quitter, I can't give up. I can say I've really tried. Say I haven't gained a lot. I'm sure they're all dreaming the same dreams inside, but at least I can say I've really tried. I am a dreamer, a thinker, a believer. Long way I've been denied, but I'm not a quitter, I can't give up. At least I can say I've really tried. At least I can say I've really tried.
Folks, you've just enjoyed Brad Bergen singing I've Really Tried. And now, the finale of Dysfunction Junction.
Boy, it sure is great to be out of the house away from that old wife.
You're telling me. Why didn't you ever get married, Norval?
Are you kidding? I just couldn't live with a woman telling me what to do all
Norval!
The time.
Don't forget to put that tablecloth on the table before y'all start playing cards.
Okay, Mama.
Is that dealer sleeves and a dealer's visor you're wearing, Miss Plunkett?
Oh, yeah. I used to dabble in cards out in Vegas for a while.
You want to sit in with us, Mother Plunkett?
Well, I don't know.
What are you thinking of asking her to play?
Think about it, Booger. Instead of just taking Norval's money, we could take hers as well. We can double our profits tonight.
I'm in. How about it, Miss Plunkett?
Well, if you youngins insist, I guess I could play a hand or two. Do you mind if we use my cards? You know, I always take life with a grain of salt, plus a slice of lemon and a shot of tequila, so fix us a drink, Norval. This could be a long night.
Hey, does anybody else want a drink?
You know, Miss Plunkett, drinking is not good for you.
Well, yeah, I read an article one time about the evils of drinking, so I gave up reading.
How'd you like to die, Booger?
What kind of a question is that?
Well, I mean, if you could choose the way you left this here place, how'd you like to choose to go?
I don't know. I've never thought about it before.
Hey, I want to die suddenly and not have to suffer very much.
I want to die all peaceful like in my sleep like my grandfather did. Not screaming and yelling like the passengers in his car.
All right. It's time to knock off the idle chit-chat and get down to business, so cast your bets.
I'm out, too.
I'm going all in.
Well, I'm going all in, too.
Well, I'll see you, boys. What you got?
I've got four aces. I guess this pot is mine.
Not so fast, Tater. I got five aces.
How can you have five aces when nothing's wild, Booger?
It don't matter. I got them right here. I guess that pot is mine.
Hold on to your hat there, Booger.
How can you possibly beat five aces, Mrs. Plunkett?
Well, read 'em and weep, boys. I have five aces, all the same suit.
That's not fair. I think you cheated. You can't do that. I want my money back.
Mama, I knew you'd do something like this. You done ruined everything.
We hope you enjoyed the first episode of Dysfunction Junction. Now here's Mike Harmon singing Green Pastures.
Shepherd leads me out to green pastures where the clear sweet water flows. The weevil's shadows are all around me. I'm not a will come and rage around me. I'm not alone. He is my shield. And I am worried, alone and forsaken. He lifts me up.
Just enjoyed the Grin and Bear Show. Dysfunction Junction is an original script written by Lori and Brad Bergen. Tonight's cast included Eve Gish as Arlene Plunkett, Gary Herbst as Norvell, Brad Bergen as Marcel, Kathy Harmon as Danielle, David Gish as Tater, Mike Harmon as Booger, and Lynn Power and Ann Thornton as the announcers. We'd like to thank Matt Mickey for being our producer on this show. If you'd like to hear more, join us at 7 p.m. the first Wednesday of every month with an encore presentation the following Saturday at 7 p.m. right here at KETR 88.9, the place for homegrown Texas entertainment.
This presentation has been a production of 88.9 KETR Radio, providing a commercial-free broadcast service to Northeast Texas from the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce. The Grin and Barrett Show is heard on the first Wednesday of each month at 7 p.m. with an encore on the preceding Saturday at 7. Archives of previous episodes are now available from ketr.org/podcasts. I'm Matt Minky, producer of this program, and I want to thank you for making Notably Texan a regular destination on your radio dial.